Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tabletop Radio Hour, your podcast for everything tabletop. My name's Zach, and this week, somehow, I'm still under the weather.
Damn, bud.
We won't question it, but today, I am joined by my two wonderful co-hosts, Mark and Logan. How are you gentlemen today?
I'm okay. Yeah. How are you guys?
We are fine. Our characters are hosed.
Maybe slightly confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But I think we'll get into things.
Yes.
Without much else, I'm gonna hand things over to my co-host Mark, who is running us.
Okay.
This wonderful game of Outgunned.
Yes. So in our last exciting episode of Arms Fair and Love and War, you've been tasked with breaking into a U.S. naval repair facility on dry docks, sneaking aboard a submarine in the process of being rebuilt, and stealing a component off of it in order to use for future negotiations with an arms deal. After a thorough planning, things seem to be going pretty well. You've got the device, and as you're leaving, you start hearing cries of man down, people are dead. The base has just gone up on alert with a intruder alert. You can kind of look down from where you are. You're still on the scaffold on this submarine that's raised up above the ground. You can probably see some bodies on the ground in pools of blood. There are definitely some dead people there, which you have specifically made a point of not killing anybody. So just that someone else is here and cover is blown to some degree. There's a call for everybody to report to stations where they will be doing manual checks. You do know you cannot withstand a manual check by the authorities. So that is where you are. What you gonna do?
That's a really great question. I'm guessing we're fairly far into this base.
You are right by you're right by the submarine. You're as far from the.
It was as we're coming out of the submarine, I believe. Yeah, so we are.
Yeah.
We are.
You're as far from the gate as you can.
Which, who knows how far away from the gate that is? That's far enough that we are in the middle of it all.
Correct. And you can see guards are starting to amass on the grounds. The main gates are being shut down. They're probably calling reinforcements from outside, from the actual naval base.
Just, you know, I'm going to ask the obvious. Probably obvious. Obviously, no. Is this submarine we just left pilotable?
With enough people, probably. No, it's not, because they've got.
It's being worked on.
They've parts of the hull are taken off, so you know it's.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
They're definitely
it's
missing pieces.
Not
so
fully in the water.
It's completely out of the water.
Out of it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Just crossing that possibility off.
Fair enough. Lines.
Are there any things that we could look at as around just to go and see is there anything obvious that we might see that could be helpful in the surrounding area?
Sounds to me like an awareness roll of some sort.
How about a focus awareness as I take a look at my surroundings?
I like that. That works great.
I'm gonna wait till we see what happens with Rodney's
run. Yeah. Let's
Does it have to do with evaluating cars?
No, unfortunately not.
Okay. I'm just gonna roll 5 dice, and I get a critical success.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you want to see? I mean, you do see, you know, like I say, pretty much the land area is kind of quickly being shut off. The other direction is the ship graveyard area.
That's a possibility. Looking there. Over there, you know, I know there's probably mines and a lot of other dangers. Is it like, I go over there, we're gonna die? What's that like?
It was a bad place to stealthily approach. You're probably going things are going to collapse on you, things are going to blow up, but if you don't care about stealth at this point.
Yeah, in this specific case, what Rodney would love to see is some sort of very fast watercraft, not unlike possibly a Sea-Doo or speed boat.
We're not made though yet, so.
No.
We're not.
That would require probably, some sort of plan B or a spotlight to, for that sort of advantage to be readily available to you. I will give you, there's probably a cable running across there for a zip line if you wanted to do that. But, and there probably are some boats around that if you wanted to try to go down and steal a small boat, that would be an approach. That's going to be trickier because, that's of course where the guards are gathering, and it's going to be tricky, but also a possibility.
But because my ideas jump to like a one of us distract, one of us get to the boat.
We're assessing what options we have. Things go sideways. My move would be going nerves cool to see how we can blend in with the crowd and see what the crowd is doing. You know, this is a military base, but there's a shitload of, like, workers that are not military. What are they doing?
They are all reporting to their stations. They have specific stations where they will come, and their supervisors will do manual evaluations of who is there and who is not supposed to be there.
Okay, fuck.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's why, we're not specifically made yet.
Yeah, we're made.
But we're gonna be, yeah. Not immediate. They're not going, hey, look at those guys. But
you have a couple minutes before that happens. Yes.
Right. I think so. So there are like guards and people around boats.
Yes. For the most part, there are, the guards are mostly kind of looking at the people. They're kind of guarding, kind of making sure they're looking for workers who aren't going to their stations or going to where they're supposed to be.
Do we see possibly anybody that is looking suspicious currently?
That is going to take another awareness roll, I think.
I could do that if you'd allow me to.
I will allow that, yes.
A critical success, sir?
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't think you do. I think they have probably gone to ground as well.
Maybe is there any sign of where they might have gone?
It appeared that they would, that the trail of bodies kind of leads to the submarine. So it kind of leads towards you at the moment. So they are probably somewhere close, but it's a big submarine. They don't know where they are.
Yeah, I think my immediate ideas go to trying to get out of here as fast as possible. But you know me, I'm all about speed.
Sure. How you doing?
About the speed.
So you said there was a zip line.
Sure.
I want to imagine like a zip line down to the area where boats are. Potentially just hijacking a vehicle and getting out of here.
Okay. I think that's...
But that's what...
It's going to be tricky.
My thoughts
there,
go.
There will be guards there. You will be... That will be... that'll be pretty dangerous. But that is an approach you could take.
I have feats and such that would help me in situations that might get potentially dangerous. But... Logan, any counterpoint?
No, I'm just trying to... Yeah, sorry, I'm just sitting here trying to think. I'm like... When we run, we are clearly going to be chased. If we don't want run, we're clearly going to be caught. Definitely catch 22 sort of situation.
Yeah, I kind of want to be stealthy.
Which action is more action movie oriented?
That was the other thought I had, was like going full stealth and just being like, cool, let's find a place to hide and just wait for it all to blow over and, you know, get out of here in like a day. But no, that's, yeah, I think you're on the right track there. Let's go for the boat.
Okay, so you're both going towards the boat.
Okay. We shall.
Team stand.
I guess you could be sneaky to get down to the boat. You could try your best to...
That is true. That is another approach.
Stay out of sight.
You could try that. The stunt approach, taking the zip line, is going to be the fastest. But doing a stealthy roll is also an approach. The other thing I will tell you, you can kind of see from your vantage point, is that the kind of opening of the little artificial harbor there, some naval vessels are already pulling in to kind of shut that off. So you'd have to take the boat through the graveyard.
Okay.
I'm not railroading you at all, I promise.
You can do whatever you want, but all the wrong things are wrong.
Yes!
Okay. I might see. So if we go the zip line, will we be seen?
Yes.
Immediately?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it doesn't matter. I think speed is of the essence with how they're closing everything in.
Yeah.
So.
We might just go. Is there zip line down to the boat area?
Sure. We'll say yes. I'll give you that.
Yeah. I'm going to probably grab a tool or two out of the tool bag as to use as a bit of a, you know, put it on the top and hold onto it. As a bar, just to use it as a zipline. I'll probably toss one over to Max and go, you thinking what I'm thinking? Before letting go, giving it a little kick push off and zipping down.
Yeah.
As you just go for it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just focused on getting to a boat and getting us out of here.
Okay, so what I think this is going to amount to is it's going to require probably a stunt roll. One basic success will get you down the zip line. A second basic success will get you landing directly on the boat. And getting a third basic success, I'll let you start the boat and get going.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Do I get a bonus from my tools? My toolbox?
No, I don't think so. I think that's just allowing you to do it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's okay. Okay. I am going to argue using focus and what you said, stunt?
Yes. I think that works. Yeah. If you're kind of calculating trajectories and stuff. Makes sense.
Yeah, when I would need to let go to drop onto the boat and all that stuff.
Max, what do you...
Oh, just going straight. Bronze stunt.
Bronze stunt? Perfect.
Yep. The huge.
Okay.
I don't know. Risking a reroll would... If I wouldn't get down to the... Down the zip line. If I didn't have a basic success, right?
Right.
Correct. Well... Here's where we're at right now. Both of you have a basic success, so you can get down the zip line. Logan has also has a critical success, which he could...
three basics, yeah.
So he could give you a basic so you could both land on the boat. And then Logan has a third one to start the boat. But you do not... But you're going to have to take some time to unhook it.
Yeah, I'd say, I think he would be more focused on getting us unmoored, lashed to the side, and letting you do all the starting of the things. So I think it'd be one of those, like... as you're sliding down, I slide behind you and kind of like help get us onto the boat and like, go, you know, get to the cockpit, you know, and then turn around and go to unlash it.
Yes.
Okay.
As I'll kind of frantically go find the keys.
So what we're going to do, we're getting into a chase, an aquatic chase. And because you didn't get the boat started, they are going to have initiative. So you're going to have to start with a reaction roll.
Reactions. Okay.
So, let's see here. Probably immediately just kind of turn and start shooting at you. So let's go with driver needs a nerves drive, and everybody else needs a nerve stealth roll.
That's nerves fun. Stealth. Fun.
Okay. Yes.
Is this all
feats of acrobatics?
Not really, because you're in a boat. You're just kind of ducking.
Just real quick, is this how much potential damage are we thinking?
All of
it. Is this a critical opponent?
Critical, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it's chases are pretty usual.
Roll the critical. If I had rolled an extreme, I would have caught the bullets.
Okay, I will go ahead and roll 6. I also have a move that helps us get away from damage if we if I don't want to roll. But he got a critical, I see. So I'm gonna also attempt for my critical, and I get it.
You hop in the boat, you gun it up, shots ping at the water around you. But you are making a getaway.
Away we go.
It's a naval base. There's lots of boats. Boats are coming after you. So you are in a chase. I'm gonna say this is a need of 8.
Need of 8.
Right. So what you doing?
I think we're just gonna start things off with a nerves drive roll from me.
Okay. And let me make sure. Are you going into the going through the shipyards here, the wrecked ships, and kind of weaving?
I mean, what's the other option?
Trying to face down the large battleship, cutting off your entrance.
Yeah, I think we just kind of have to. I don't think Rodney sees another option.
Fair enough. I mean, you could try bluffing your way or something around the big ship, but there's that.
His hands are already on the wheel.
Gotcha.
And he ain't going back.
Perfect. Okay.
In response or to assist in the situation, could crime awareness help as a way to kind of like look out for the mines and other hazards that are in front of us?
Yeah, I buy that. I like that idea. Definitely.
Glorious. As we shall roll a few dice.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Okay.
I got an extreme success.
Okay.
I got a basic.
You have raised... Oh no, you actually go up to 4. You raised the extreme success raises your speed by 3, but not getting a critical lowers it by 1, so you're actually at 3 success or 3 speed.
3 speed.
And go ahead and describe that. Put it into words here. You have these skeletal I-beams and stuff going on. You got mines floating in the water, surveillance cameras. You got ships, you know, you got speedboats coming up behind you, shots firing. What you doing?
I'm imagining just he just it's not a throttle, it's not a pedal, it's a like a hand throttle. He just cranks it forward, and you see as this speedboat, he'll just start weaving between between mines, and we see wakes going everywhere, just causing a really rough terrain, I guess, for these speedboats following.
Okay, I like it.
I'm imagining that Max is pointing out.
Look out for the we already passed it. Look out for the one too.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so yeah, you do that, kind of weaving through. It's definitely a no wake zone, and you're kicking up a wake. So damn. what is happening here is that's going to actually bump up some fiery rain. A volley of bullets or hail of fiery debris. Basically, you're knocking off pieces of the ship. These ships are towering over you, and all of a sudden these rusty bits of metal just start falling and dropping and dodging and ducking and missing these. So all heroes suffer -1 to their next reaction roll.
Ooh.
So now we go into the reaction roll. I am going to say, that's perfect. Actually, a large piece kind of slams into your boat, and the driver has to roll brawn drive. The others roll brawn endure.
So, I can do that.
Real quick, just to save us just a tiny bit of time, mm-hmm. because it's not my strength, I am going to spend one of my feats, get down, using a full turn. Me and another hero quickly hide or dodge without rolling.
Okay.
As I see this giant chunk of, what you said, burning metal?
Rusted metal.
Yeah. Rusted metal. Uh-huh. Starts to fall. I see it as it's, you know, gonna hit us if I stay at the trajectory we're going. I'll say, you might want to hold on to something, as he'll kind of just spin that wheel and just kind of throws both of us towards one direction before having to run back over to the wheel and grab it to straighten us back out.
Beautiful.
And we keep on going.
Yep, back to an action turn then. What you doing to ramp up that speed?
Well, Rodney is going to do what he does best and drive a bit more.
Okay.
I want to do the same thing, but it's pretty much the best thing I can do in this situation. So continuing to look out for problems ahead.
Gotcha. Rodney, you doing anything? You re-rolling that? You got a basic success.
Yeah, I might risk that because I've got a lot of dice to roll.
That's true.
I'm gonna see what happens. I get a critical success and a basic success.
Very nice. Re-roll. Okay, so you got your critical. And Max, you
got a
basic.
What
are you doing? You got a basic. You holding at that?
Yeah. I don't.
Okay.
I don't know how much is really going to help in general.
So then that is going to negate the the critical success raises your speed, and the lack of critical success lowers at one. So you remain at 3 speed.
Okay.
That's all right. We're still going. We're still going.
You are still moving. You got the folks behind you there. And you just earned another adrenaline. So I'm going to say up ahead of you is a pile of rubble. There's a totally capsized ship that you need to make a nerves cool roll. The driver needs to make a moves cool roll or lose one arm.
Okay. I can do that.
How much armor do you have?
3.
3.
Okay. That's not bad. Yeah.
I think everything across the board just has a 3.
Yeah. Unless you have extra armor, you might have up to 6, but
that is true. Forgot about extra armor. I got a basic success. Do I need a critical?
You needed a critical, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Boots and armor.
You know what? Because if I, it won't, like, I didn't get the critical, I might as well re-roll.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose at this point.
I got nothing to lose at that point. I got an extreme.
Look at that. Okay, so yeah, you are fine.
With that extreme, can I say, like, I find a way to, like, ramp up and over it? Because yes. It's cooler.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
And because of that, because you did that, I will give you a, I'll give you both a plus one to your reaction rolls.
That's nice.
Because they're going to shoot at you again. Driver rolls nerves drive. The others roll nerve stealth.
I get to roll 7 dice because...
Nice.
Because that's nice. I am going to risk one of those and re-roll.
Well done. You got a critical with a basic. Okay.
I'm going to go for the risk it.
Okay.
I got nothing.
You got lost. Okay. But Zach can give you that basic, which means you would only lose 2 grit.
I will give. Because I actually do extra shit when I have more pain.
It's kind reaction.
Of. Okay.
Oh. Okay. I mean, if you want to take it,
Would using the basic help us get out faster? Or is it just being wasted?
No, this is a reaction roll.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Then, no, yeah, I guess I'll take it then. So I only take 2 grit?
Correct.
Perfect.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So now we go to another action turn. What are you doing? Same thing? Keeping...
It ain't broke, so don't
so
fix it.
Okay.
We're being pursued by other people on boats?
Yes. Okay. So, yeah, you're nearing the end of the...
Can I do a brawn the opening. Force and basically take a rope out of the back and like try and like pull on some sort of like lasso
Ooh.
Something out there and pull something in the way?
Like lasso a piece of junk above you, pull
yeah.
it down.
Jump so down. Down some, you know, buoy and pull in front, something that just yes. slows them down. Basically just like continue to yank things and I don't know.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
It seems like the easiest thing, there's all this junk above you that's rusted and precarious.
Yeah, yeah
you know,
okay.
It seems pretty easy to kind of flip a line up there and pull it down
behind totally.
You real quick and easy.
And it's kind of like he hooks one knee under the edge of the boat as like an anchor and just like hard heave. He's a, you know, beefcake of a boy, you know, top round. So.
Yeah, I like that.
That's great.
Go for it. Okay.
Critical.
Got that. I'm gonna risk a reroll.
Okay.
It hasn't let me down yet.
Heck yeah, dude.
Okay. So that boosts your speed up to 5. You get another basic success. You only needed 2 more. So yeah, go ahead and describe it to me. Tell me about what you do.
As we're just doing a little bit of the same, that weaving yeah. and driving. I'm assuming at some point Max will go, hold her steady for a second, you know, or, you know, uh-huh. something similar.
Pull me to the side, that one right there.
All right, I gotcha.
And he's pointing to some boat that has, like, nasty, rusted out scaffolding that's still connected to it, and there's actually, like, it would have been strong at one point in time, but there's a crane arm that's hanging over the edge. And so he yes. just basically, like, Ooh. Hoofs this hoop up, and he's at the front of the boat, and he throws this rope up as we're passing it, and then cinches down and pulls hard, which ends up pulling him towards the back of the boat, just hard enough and just barely, you know, in time enough to start to tip it. Lets the rope go as soon as he sees it starting to go, because he doesn't need it to try and like get pulled off the boat, and then we just see this like slow crumpling of rusted crane. Falling towards the boats behind us.
Beautiful. Just so it hits the water just as the boat behind you smashes into it, explodes in a nice fiery crash. Just as you hit the this little tight little opening, burst out into the open water and shoot off across the river.
We gotta go boating Bad. More often.
I should have brought my fishing pole.
Nice.
As you go off towards, you know, out.
Okay.
The exit here and off to the sunset. No.
Yes.
Okay. We got more time on this episode.
That is true. All right, so yeah, you can get back to your safe house then, and probably ditch the boat somewhere and meet back up, and yeah, you can plan your trip to Cannes.
Yeah.
How far is Cannes from our current location?
Cannes is the south of France.
So, not like a couple hours away.
No.
Yeah, it seems like we're headed to an airport of some kind.
Yes. The movie studio probably has its own plane. A lot of movie people are heading to Cannes, obviously, because that is the place for movie people to be right now. So, yeah, you see a lot of film stars, creators, various production people heading into the area, and you fly into beautiful, sunny south of France. Everything's kind of laid out. There are big festivities. The whole city is kind of taken over by this event. And yeah, that's what you're coming into. You did have some downtime on the plane again, so once again, all of your grit goes away.
Ooh, goodbye, grit.
If there's anything else you kind of want to do at this point, you have that time out for stuff. If there's anything on your to-do list?
I don't know. Maybe just like in the meantime, we'd probably get as much information about the individual we're meeting with and the arms dealer that we're trying to get him to meet with.
Yes, you don't have too much information on the arms dealer. He's a very secretive sort. You have that old photo of him. No idea where he's based out of, which is why you need to go through this gangster guy.
Right.
But yeah, you can find out a little bit about
Menard was his name?
Menard.
Pierre, yes. Menard?
Correct. Pierre Menard. And he owns a casino here, which... La Chance du Casino Méditerranéen, which is in Cannes. You arrive, you probably have a hotel set up for you. In the name of your covers, because, you know, you're probably posing as you could easily pose as movie studio personnel here, because everybody's movie studio personnel.
Yeah, it's probably go with the easiest.
Yeah.
Cover.
I mean, there's a big part of me having, you know, fancy clothes and high culture as, you know, gear and feet, that I just show up as Fury, Max Fury.
Sure.
You know, because I mean... Sure. Why else would I, you know, be so edgy? Yeah, I think during the downtime, though, getting there, definitely research time. I would love to know more about this dude. I'd love to know more about the area. I think kind of putting into, you know, knowing more about the casino itself, if there's any sort of, like, build plans we can find that are out there as public knowledge, where we can find, like, schematics and stuff to get exits, okay. You know, that sort of stuff.
Gotcha.
A general recon.
Yeah. Sure. He does have kind of a public persona. He owns a casino, basically, so
yeah.
It's not too hard to get some information. Pretty established casino. You can probably get some basic plans, not real detailed.
Yeah.
You know, pretty easily. You know, looks kind of standard. It's got a lot of the normal stuff. Let's do some research here. What are you using to do your research?
I don't know. I'm just thinking, my first thought was public records, you know, but that's more of a United States sort of thing.
Now, you do belong to an intelligence agency that does cooperate with a variety of other intelligence agencies. So there is some data on file.
Yeah, I'm sure we can find something.
Yeah, so I mean, DI has some data that you can access, but...
Sure.
You know, how are you going through it? What are you,
So the trope that Max Fury is set up as is genius bruiser, but I've never really thought about what his genius is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know how that applies in this situation. Logan wants to think about it as, like, what are the reports saying in between the lines? You know, it's
sure.
You've got an info gatherer, you've got people who are data entry, whatever else not. They might miss something, or they might not say everything exactly a certain way. What is it that sure. we can see between the lines, kind of?
Okay, that sounds like kind of maybe a focus detect type thing.
Yeah, okay, I could see that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely would fall under that, so that works well.
Yeah, okay, cool. It's a basic.
Okay. I will tell you this, it looks like he has some connections to Asia. Asian underworld connections. You don't know, not a lot of detail, but there's...
And not specifically like triads or Yakuza or whatever else, not, but like something in that underground.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't, like I say, you don't have any real specifics, but there is a connection there that
interesting.
Looks interesting.
I think research number two, we're going to go style focus. And I think I want to... Maybe this is two different things, but like know what things this dude is into. If there's any way that we can find out, like, you know, he really likes cars or really likes, you know, fashion or really likes whatever. And also know what his current like high culture stuff. And like make sure we can look the part of big rollers, you know, big gamblers.
Okay.
You want to find like what appeals to him.
Yeah.
Okay.
What appeals to him and what appeals to the general crowd. Because if you exactly nice. Like he's like, oh, my favorite color is green. We all show up in green suits. That's going to be weird, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something right. something along those lines of like kind of trying to marry those two of like what's popular but also what's something that's going to catch his attention.
I got
yeah
yep okay yeah,
yeah like
okay.
a not yeah. a green suit but maybe a green ascot
yes, exactly.
or
yes,
a pocket handkerchief or you know
I think I got just the thing so yeah see. give me a roll for that. Let's see.
I'm gonna risk it because that's nothing.
That is true. Oh, you can't. You have to have something in order to risk it.
Frank,
you have to have a basic success. I have nothing. In order to...
This guy is a closed lid. He has no social media. He hasn't talked to anybody about what he likes. He doesn't buy art.
Yeah.
Would you allow me to do a similar role?
Sure.
I can also do a focus style.
Okay.
Two basics.
Two basics. Okay, good. First of all, first thing you find out, you get some chatter. He is having a private party tomorrow evening at his casino. Very exclusive. You can't even find a guest list. This is very, very kind of hush-hush, but you know something's going on.
Yeah, it's completely hush-hush, so of course everybody is talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. But you can't find any people that are invited. I mean, all the A-listers, B-listers, and people that are in town, none of them seem to be invited. Secondly, a reminder, the whole point of getting that device was to get this guy's attention. So, you know that something happened, something, you know, the alarm was definitely raised, so there probably is some chatter that this thing was stolen. Also, possibly, obviously, somebody else came in to try and get that. So somebody else was after this thing. So you have that working as a...
No, love to have known who that was.
can I spend my second downtime action to do research into that? Maybe see if there's anybody else that has had their eye on this thing.
Well,
the whole
point of this is that the whoever stole that briefcase needs this thing to make that happen. So I mean,
that's
there's
right,
a
right,
pretty
right.
pretty gigantic finger pointing in that direction towards this Warren was the name.
The arms dealer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have that, and I will give you this. They didn't catch anybody else.
They also got away.
Yes, and I'll tell you how
I'd love to know.
Yeah, of course.
Thinking about it, would, you know, just the character thinking about it, would there be any benefit to, like, sending Menard an anonymous letter or something?
Yeah, maybe instead of, you know, instead of us trying to figure out about him, let's have him come to us.
Yeah, that kind of situation.
He's not the type to kind of come out of his hiding. You know, I mean, he's got a public base, but he's, you know, not a very hands-on type of guy. But it's not
impossible. You know, what if it were to, like, meet somewhere in the casino, say?
That's his, sure, that's his ground. That seems like he would be even less likely to want to do that. That's exposing him in his own home, right?
Well,
I don't know, it would be a, you know, it would be a private meeting kind of situation.
It's a possibility.
Like, we could go in and, like, stake out the place, get a good meeting spot. Because it's like, because we need to get this guy's attention, or we need to find out a way to get on this guest list.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any? So you said we couldn't really see anyone that's on this guest list. How did we find out that he's having a party?
Rumors in the street. Yeah. Rumors in the street, basically, that there's something going on, but you can't find out who's involved.
Would it be our best bet to just go to the casino tomorrow and take a look, because it is happening tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can?
Just go do a little looking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, less planning, more looking for this guy.
Good thing.
Do it. Yeah, and you could, you know, I mean, if you want, you could certainly do a, I think he wants to talk to us, and flash your
see how it goes.
Credentials, yeah, there, and say, I have one of these. Does he want to talk to us? The whole point was that was what you were doing to get his attention.
Right.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I guess let's I guess do whatever preparing that we would need to do as far as having things on us and dressing appropriately.
Fancy clothes already acquired. Oh, yeah.
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 To go around the casino.
Yeah, I don't think you have any problem getting some fancy clothes, and you are taking the decoder with you?
Yes.
Who's carrying it?
The guy with the tool bag.
Guy with
You're
the
not
tool
taking
bag.
The tool
How
bag.
Are you taking a tool bag into a fancy casino?
It would be sketchy to have, like, a briefcase also, yes?
That would probably have to be searched and such.
Yeah, probably.
This would, you know, like I say, this would
fit in a pocket. Kind of like a, yeah.
What's that?
This would probably fit in a pocket.
Yeah, think of like a gun clip or something, and probably like an interior pocket of your jacket.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
You know.
I'll probably carry it.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think it really matters much. I think focus would be kind of trying to gather some information about everyone there. Not just this dude. You know, we want to go in and we want to be like, hey, I think this dude's interested. Can you go get him for us? But also, like, who else is there? Who else is showing up? The who's who of terrorists.
Yeah.
Are you going armed?
Yes and no. As we're walking up, basically stashing it somewhere nearby.
Okay.
Ooh. Is that doable?
That is doable. Okay. Let's give that maybe a crime stealth roll just to see how well it's hit.
That makes sense to me. Basic.
Okay. Make a note of that somewhere. You got a basically hidden weapon. Unless you wanted to risk that and try and do better.
Sure, let's go for it.
All right.
Critical.
Okay. All right. Then make a note of a critically well-hidden weapon. And Rodney, what are you doing?
It would probably not get by with, like, the back waistband weapon.
Yeah, they're
probably
metal detecting and searching on the way in, right?
Yeah, probably.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Then no.
Okay.
As to not raise suspicion.
Gotcha.
I'll use fists if I need to.
Excellent. All right. So anything else you want to do before heading in?
Yeah.
Maybe find a nice cigar somewhere?
Sure.
Oh, he does have to find a while. He does have to take a while to find a bolo tie.
And a little Texas-sized hat, too.
The hat might be a bit obvious, but maybe like a small McConaughey hat might be adequate.
Gotcha. Okay, so the night arrives. There are... In another part of town, you see the spotlights going where all the premieres and stuff is going on. But you approach the casino, and it's a little bit, you know, a little bit less busy than it usually is. But there's still a lot of, you know, a lot of locals who aren't involved in the other stuff. There are, you know, some of the people who don't want to mess with the things going on. And there's some stuff going on. The lights are on, and... yeah, you head in, and let's leave it there until next time, I think.
Oh, come on. No.
Gotta leave it hanging.
Okay, I guess.
It'll be fine. Nothing can happen.
Nothing's gonna happen.
Everything's about to happen.
Either of us.
Okay.
Everything's gonna happen.
Well, yes.
Mark, you did it again.
It's true.
Ran a game and made us nervous while doing it.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, definitely. His job is fulfilled.
That's a GM's job, yes.
Yep.
Thank you for running us through this. Sure. I'm excited to pick up the next one. And anything else to finish the episode off?
Tune in next time to see what happens next.
That's a Texas size 10-foot. I want to take this opportunity to thank the wonderful people over at Two Little Mice for letting us use this wonderful soundtrack for our outgunned actual play series. And, you know, just a little shout out to our household actual play series that we've got going on. If you like this kind of game and want a more fantasy twist, we've also got a series for that. So go and check that out. But thank you guys once again for letting us use this soundtrack. And Jeff Grammy did a wonderful job on both of these. So I hope you guys enjoy. We'll see you next time.